Now, this past weekend saw the launch of a historic cross-border ferry linking two communities in counties Louth and Down. The scenic Carlingford Ferry, that's what it's called. It can carry 44 cars and 250 passengers, and it's hoped it'll bring new investment and tourism on both sides of the lock. However, there are Brexit-related concerns about the impact of a potential hard border on this new service. Our reporter Richard Chambers has been finding out what passengers and locals from both sides of the lock think about its chances.
Oh, we're ready to rock and roll.
It's an idea 50 years in the making.
Aboard Fraser Ashley Gabrielle. Thank you for travelling with the scenic Carlingford Ferry.
But at long last, Carlingford Lock finally has a ferry linking the Republic and the North. There may only be a mile of water between Green Ore in County Louth and Greencastle in County Down, but until now they'd been separated by history, troubles and a drive of around an hour around the lock. Now that journey is as short as 15 minutes.
There was a guy working on the site the day before we were opening. Obviously, it was mad panic to get everyone tidied up. And he came across to lift stuff off the site. And he says, you know, I live in Carlingford. I've never been here. Never been across the lock in his life. And we were like, are you going to kiss the ground when you get here?
I met Pamela Houston, CEO of Scenic Carlingford Ferry at Port. She says it's a massive investment.
It's all private money. It's a huge investment. It's 10 million euros, £8 million. There's 18 full-time jobs created. We're already aware of a number of businesses who are investing and looking to develop new opportunities on a cross-border basis, which is fantastic. There's a lot of self-employed builders and joiners, and you know, they're saying, oh my goodness, it opens up opportunities, because obviously we're both in peninsulas down in this area, so rather than just having a quarter to work in with the Irish Sea and the Carlingford Locks surrounding you, you've actually doubled your market. And they're saying it's so business. There's kitchen manufacturers, furniture shops. We've had loads of inquiries, and that in turn will create more employment.
And because of that, this is being heralded as something of a potential border economy success story, bringing more tourists, cars and work vans to a region that is scenically beautiful but is economically underdeveloped. Plus, the addition of 18 full-time jobs in terminals at either side of the lock is certainly not to be sniffed at.
Well, we hope that it'll lift the area. Economically, we've been in Green Ore has been hit by the economic turndown fairly heavily.
In Green Ore, Brian Larkin runs the cooperative. It has the village's only shop, a museum, a miniature railway, a Victorian tea room and a meeting hall. He, more than anyone, knows the significance of this ferry.
We're challenged every day, though, Richard. We have to drag people by the heels down that road every day. And that's the difference of this ferry. Now we have people actually coming next to our village. We're sincerely hoping that people will come off the ferry, stretch the legs out, have a cup of coffee here, and I don't mind saying it here in the co-op. We're open all hours. We have been working towards this for the last 30 years. We have north-south links with community groups from Greencastle and Kilkeen. As we linked up schools, local schools, one thing, we still had to travel a 60-mile round there. We had to get buses to get schools here. Now we can step onto a ferry. So now we have a link to grow the community stuff as well. The commerce, the community, the tourism. What more do we need?
The main beneficiaries of all of this are likely to be found in the tourist mecca that is Carlingford, which is already a draw for hundreds of thousands of visitors year-round. Trader Harry Jordan took a break from shucking oysters to tell me just why it matters so much.
Well, I go to Kilkeen once a week for fish. Now, if it's reasonably priced, it will suit me to do it. It's only 15 minutes from here to Kilkeen, whereas the other way it's an hour. It's a big difference time-wise.
Back on board the ferry, there's no mistaking the reviews.
Absolutely fantastic. It's absolutely great for the area. We're visiting up from Cork, so we're home for the weekend, seeing our family in Dundalk, and we decided we'd take a trip on this new Carlingford ferry across to see the Mountains Mourne and the Spelga Dam.
What do you think of this, guys? It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Look, if you see the amount of people that are out here today, the people that are out cycling, the whole Mourne area, the whole Cooley Peninsula area, it's a beautiful area, lovely and scenic, and so people are hill walking or cycling. You know, it's going to make it very easy to move across, and it'll, you know, both communities on both sides will really benefit from it.
Dublin came up for the day. It's just fantastic. Great to have it at your doorstep, do you know what I mean? Getting the dog on board as well, it's beautiful, yeah. We have a picnic set and we're going as far as Newcastle. We're just going to drive around and just stop and just have a nice day. It's just brilliant for Green Ore as well, you know, because as a kid I used to come up here. My uncle used to live in Green Ore, so it brings back loads of memories, and this will be really good for them here, you know, for tourists. It's brilliant.
Not a bad day for an El Cruise, is it?
Any day's a good day for a cruise.
I hope it does well, because it really is very handy. It makes going across to the south much, much handier.
Brilliant. Fabulous.
That's great, eh? Makes for a good cycle.
Rest the legs as well for a bit.
Get on.
Yeah. I mean, it opens up from, just from your guys' perspective. Isn't it?
Awesome.
Yeah, brilliant.
Cyclists. You can be out all year, like, so.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
So there's 6-7 families here all away up to Castle Island for the day. We organised about 2 months ago, and we said we were going to come on the ferry. And luckily it's operational.
Luckily they got it ready just to dive in.
It is, right. Oh, it's saving us 45 minutes. Great for the community, and it's great for all of us. We can just tip up and down now without any hassle and long journeys, and the kids don't be crying in the back of the car.
Up on the bridge, the men at the helm were more than happy with progress to date.
Second day in, and we're getting there, like, you know. Good to see a full boat.
She's actually quite easy once you get the hang of her. First initial thoughts when we first came on her were, oh my god,
it's a floating shoebox.
You know, we've been training flat out here for the last couple of months, and now, you know, you can nearly do it blindfold, so it's quite easy to manoeuvre and keep a hang up. So,
Yesterday was actually the worst day we've seen on the lock in months. So if we can handle it yesterday, we can potentially handle it pretty much.
Mostly, do you think it'll keep going even during winter? Do you think people will still be coming on and interested?
I do believe there's a lot of, with a couple of golfers here from Green Ore today, I think, with the captain and the vice captain from Green Ore Golf Club, and they're on their way to Kilkeel Golf Club to try and get something between the two clubs. And our club will be closed in the winter time. Their golf club remains open most of the year on ground, so I think there'll be a lot of interest from things like that.
We're now midway across Carlingford Lock on the Aisling Gabrielle. That's the name of the ferry here. And it's easy to see why this could be such a boost to the tourism industry locally. If you look out to sea, you can see the lock shimmering away behind us in the summer sun. If you look back towards land, you have the Mourne Mountain sweeping down quite majestically. And on either side, you have the rich history of the Cooley Peninsula. And then you have the medieval castles of King John in Carlingford and at Greencastle itself. And sailing out on a day like this, it's quite easy to get swept away on this wave of investment. You have those new jobs, you have the millions of euro pumped into both communities on either side of the lock, and you wonder, what's the catch? Well, in this case, it's just a small matter called Brexit.
It does complicate things, but we're a business. Businesses have to adapt, and nobody's quite sure what Brexit's going to bring. We're keeping an eye on it. If you fly, you have to bring your passport, and we don't see it being an imposition. We see that we will manage Brexit whatever way it comes. We think, look, at the end of the day, there'll be a solution found, and we just have to live with it, and we just have to work within it. It's just like rules and regulations change with any business. You just have to adapt and move with it.
On the website, you have one of the great cases of qualified statements I've come across in quite a while. Under frequently asked questions, it informs travellers that they don't need a passport or a visa to make the crossing at present. Those on board right now aren't too worried about those choice words.
You never know.
We can have a wee duty-free shop halfway through the channel.
Yeah.
But it's taken off with one hand, we'll get back with another hand. There's opportunities with everything. Like, you know, you have to think of the positive.
So there will not be a Brexit.
I don't think so.
No? So you don't think there's going to be passport checks on the ferry, no?
No. No. Okay. I think Brexit will not work out. So I will skip it. You will see it.
Sure, if you go on from Dublin to Holyhead, we weren't asked for a passport going across there. Sure, you were swimming with asking for a passport.
Bit of a gutsy move to launch it in the middle of all that uncertainty, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, but I don't think there's going to be a hard border, personally. If there is, they'll just handle it like every other border. But I can see this surviving, no problem, because it's well needed in the area.
They'll come to a solution. I think the British don't want a hard border, the Irish don't want a hard border, the Europeans don't want a hard border. So I think pragmatism will win out.
So positivity still, even on the Brexit side of things. But what's the view of the ferry on the northern end of the lock? Well, it's a little more complicated.
It's happening. Life has to move on, so got to embrace it, and it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds.
Greencastle is a tiny fishing village, and the nearest town is Kilkeel, just up the peninsula. Here there's been opposition to the ferry for quite a few years. You'll still see the odd no to the ferry sign over concerns about the impact of increased traffic on narrow country roads, as well as the environmental impact on seals and other wildlife in the lock. But the locals are slowly coming around to it, though.
Well, are you going back for the boat?
Yeah, I haven't seen it coming in yet. We have a house just around the corner, but we don't live here, but we're here a lot of the summer.
So I only came up last night from Dublin. So the island's bringing a bit of life around here too. You know, people are taking an interest in the area. And from my own selfish perspective, I live in Dublin. Like, I'm going back to work on Thursday. At least I can get the boat across in the morning. And traffic in Uri can be a bit of a nightmare as well. So I clocked myself yesterday. I left from St James's Gate in Dublin and got stuck in a bit of Friday afternoon traffic. And I was at the Green Oar exit for about an hour and 20 minutes or so, which was, you know, great from the city centre if you were closer to the road then.
Oh, I think it's mighty.
Business owner in the town, hopefully it boosts a wee bit more.
Well, I just come down here every morning and I've seen it progressing over the year, you know. Great thing, but I mean, the roads aren't great. Can't see it happening. But if all goes wrong, at least we'll have a fishing pier now.
Whether or not the ferry will make enough of a lasting impact to survive through the tourist off-season remains to be seen, but the links and the excitement already on show means there's plenty of reason for optimism. And as for Brexit, people on both sides of the water here say they'll cross that lock when they get to it.